5 o'clock. I'll call this meeting to order of the Duluth Charter Commission. Clerk will do the roll call.
Commissioner Stein. Commissioner Ness. Commissioner Jaeger. Commissioner Anderson.
Here.
Commissioner Estrin-Hare. Commissioner Gardner. Commissioner Stolle. Commissioner Little. Vice President Matheson. President Stauber. Commissioner Mangan. Commissioner Green. Commissioner Little. Apologies, there's duplicate.
Thank you. My name is Jeff Anderson, and the President and Vice President were unable to be here this evening, so I have wrestled control of the Charter Commission. At least get this meeting started. So welcome. We do have minutes from January 12th, 2022 to approve. Or a motion to approve those minutes. Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Communications. Any communications? None. Unfinished business. None on the agenda. No unfinished business. New business. We have the election of president and vice president. Our one-year terms. Johnson?
That is correct. The only prohibition in the commission's bylaws is that no member may serve as president or vice president for more than two consecutive years. I will also note that both President Stauber and Vice President Matheson indicated that they would be willing to serve again if the commission so desired.
Are there any motions or nominations for president? Commissioner Gardner.
Thank you. Thank you, President, Acting President Anderson. I nominate Commissioner Stauber and Commissioners Matheson for a second term, particularly since they have indicated they would be interested in serving a second year.
Thank you. We have a nomination for President Stauber, Vice President Matheson. Are there other nominations? Any other nominations? Once? Twice? All right, is there a motion, a second to the nomination of Stauber and Matheson? Seconded? Any discussion? All those in favor of electing our president and vice president, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, congratulations to our president and vice president. Item B under new business, a discussion item, Ordinance Modernization Task Force. We'll be speaking to that. Attorney St. George.
Yes, please. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. And hello, all you commissioners. Nice to see you all. So the City Council this year passed a resolution creating an Ordinance Modernization Task Force. And we have been tasked with going through the entire city code as well as the charter and modernizing it, essentially. Part of what we're looking at is taking care of gendered language. Part of what we're taking care of is statutory changes that might change some of the ordinance provisions that we have. And so it's sort of just this far-reaching, large thing. We've started with the charter. As you might imagine, it's a pretty heavy lift. There's a lot going on there. We were hoping to bring to you some edits to this meeting and then realized we're just not ready for it yet. And so the question becomes for you, how would you like those edits to be proposed to you and brought to you? We could finish what we're doing as it's staff and City Council who are looking at it. So it's a combination of people. So we could finish the project with the charter that we're doing and bring the whole thing to you. Send it to you at some point and say, what do you think? Do you agree with these? Do you not agree with these? We could find some other way. There's just like a number of things because the charter is different from the rest of the code and it inherently involves you all. It's a different question than how we're doing it with the rest of the code. So we'd like your feedback.
back, Commissioner Gardner.
Thank you, President Anderson. Ms. St. George, I am pretty familiar with the charter, and I think most of us are. And I think that if you were to do it all at one time, it would be way too much to absorb. I would suggest that you go through it section by section. And then when you are completed, when you have completed your review and made your decisions about what needed changes and your proposed changes, then present them to us that way. I think that is probably, it's going to take a little time, but I think that we want to get it right. We don't want to lose anything that's in our charter. And we, of course, want to update it and make it germane to today's times as well. So I think that that would be my suggestion.
That as we...
Go section by section. And then as you complete a section, then you can send it in writing. You can email the commissioners, and so as you get it done, so you know we can get it. We don't have to go through it each meeting because we only meet quarterly. But if we can get it something ongoing, we can review it, and then at our next meeting, we can take it up.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Send you sections as we finish up.
Yes.
And then once you meet quarterly, the plan is by the next time you meet, we'll have it done, our recommendations done, which obviously you don't have to accept all of our recommendations.
Right. And we'll need time to absorb them and review them and make decisions about appropriate or not. So that would really be helpful. So if you've got like a section or two done, my suggestion would be that you email us with those proposals, and then we can be prepared at the next meeting. Make sense?
Makes sense to me. I like it.
Further discussion, Commissioner?
Yeah, I agree with Commissioner Gardner's suggestion so that we can see it a little bit at a time. It's easier to be absorbing stuff. Now, we also had a small group that... Are you starting from having those suggestions to begin with? Do you have copies of what?
They seem to be starting from scratch, although I think we could, at your recommendation, bring those suggestions in.
I would hate to see that just go to waste.
Sure. Good idea.
Just a point of information. I think Vice President Matheson has that information available to her. So if you could connect with her, that would make sense.
Further discussion?
I just have one item. What would be helpful is, as you make the changes, have what's in there and then the changes within the document, highlighted so we can actually see it.
Oh, yeah.
That one time, if we had it there, we could go through it. I think a little bit easier to. Gardner had recommended piece by piece, but.
Thank you, Commissioner. The way we have it set up right now is basically a red line.
Okay. Yes.
Of it, mm-hmm. and there are going to be pieces of it that the task force is looking at and saying. There's inconsistencies, for instance, in how the chief administrative officer is. Appointed. And so it becomes a question to you, which way do you think it should be? So there will be pieces like that that aren't necessarily, we think it should be this. It'll be more, we noticed this is inconsistent. What does the commission think would be the best recommendation going forward?
Commissioner Ness.
Thank you. Yeah, it does feel like there might be two different elements going on here. One, kind of a modernization of language, which is more of a kind of a clerical and just kind of like, yep, from a policy standpoint, a governance standpoint, it is the same. It's just using modern language. And then it sounds like there may be a couple of issues where it's a little bit more kind of in-depth policy. And I wonder if that might be a way to kind of separate the two and bring kind of the the language modernization maybe as a first step, and then give us a heads up on some of the other policy things, and maybe a little bit more of a deliberative process, maybe working with a working group, or and that may be of value instead of kind of going directly from staff to the Charter Commission during a meeting, to have a working group that can do a little the lens of the commission.
Attorney St. George, I understand you'll be presenting us with a red line. Were there any intentions of having kind of notes to why each of the changes are being made, or on a high level, your objectives and how each of the changes, statutory change or gender change, are we going to get some sort of narrative along with the red line?
Thank you, Commissioner. Our working copy right now has comments as well as the red line. And so some of the redlined changes don't have comments because they're just a suggested change that don't necessarily have it might be a gender thing, it might be something else, but most of the more substantive changes that might be in there have comments on the side with, for instance, the real estate attorney in my office had quite a bit to say about a couple of sections. And so there's a narrative with that this is what the statutory changes are that change what we can do with real estate, things like that.
Yeah, and on a real practical level, I think there's also reason to separate out, especially the clerical pieces, the language update ones, from anything that has more substance to it, because of you need a 9-0 vote of the council, right? And so if we can get the clerical stuff through, that should sail through. But my sense is that each individual question of substance really should be its own separate resolution, so that you can talk about the merits and whether or not we support that one idea going forward to.
Thank you, Commissioner Ness. And that's a very good point. One of the things we're trying to suss out right now is how many different resolutions do we need to do for each chapter, much less the charter? Do we have to do a different resolution every time something changes? Maybe. That might make sense. It's going to be a lot of paper. But I think, the charter hasn't been overhauled since 1956. So that's a lot of time.
Further discussion, Commissioner Gardner?
Thank you. I actually support Commissioner Ness's. He kind of went where I wanted us to go. That was my concern, that we would have too much to absorb, and I didn't want any policy changes to slip through the cracks. So if those can be addressed directly, and however we get it, and if we decide we're going to do a working group, that'd be all right with me too. But I would personally like to get copies of it, information directly, so that I can think about what the possible ramifications would be of any policy change, because you're right. It's a big deal, and the charter, Duluth is a charter city, and we want it to be not only updated, but we want the policies to make sense and to be fair. So yes, I'm very supportive of that, Commissioner Ness, and thank you.
Further discussion. Clerk Johnson, when will our next quarterly be?
It will be in January. I can, one moment, I'll find the exact date for you.
And so if that's the case, information coming to the commission, do you foresee us to perhaps start getting some of that in the coming weeks, or how do you think that will be?
Commissioner Anderson, I make no promises at this point, just because I'm not running the task force exactly. It's sort of a council-led initiative, but my hope would be that within the next couple of weeks we could get you at least a few sections of where we've started. We think how far, Clerk Johnson, do you remember how far we got? You weren't at that first meeting, were you there?
I was, as I recall, believe it only went through chapter two in the meeting in our discussion.
Chapter two, yeah, that we discussed. And so we should be able to finalize some of that fairly quickly. But it's, you know, our stomachs are a little bit smaller than our eyes, I think. And it's a pretty big project. It's going to take a lot more thought. I want to be very careful.
A follow-up question then, in terms of the timeline, you would be asking the commission to consider this in January. Is there a reason that it would need to be approved, changes would need to be approved in January, or could it be discussed and then decided upon? I'm just trying to determine if there's any urgency.
I don't believe there's any urgency other than like to start projects and then get them done. But I don't, there's no sort of, we need to get this done for some statutory reason or some city reason. The resolution that was passed, Eve contemplates the entire code being done by the end of 2023. I'm not sure that that's doable, but that is what they're hoping for. We did, just for your information, I don't know how much you actually work with the code itself, we did decide not to do the UDC at this point. So Chapter 50 is off of the table for now.
Any further discussion? This item does not require any action, so brings us to the end of the agenda. Is there any discussion or reports from commissioners? Anything that anyone would like to share? Thus to adjournment then. Is there a motion to adjourn? Moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned.